Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
There is a very strong belief framework that is limiting entrepreneurs' ability to scale. If you have already created six figures, multiple six figures, having consistent multiple five-figure months in your business, it's likely you're holding on to this belief. And this belief is that in order to scale your business, you have to work harder. Or in order to scale your business, you have to increase your overhead and delegate way more, which then means managing more team, extra complexity. Really, what it all means is that in order to scale your business, you believe you have to compromise something else in your life that you value immensely. You might think that you have to compromise the freedoms that you already have. You have to compromise the finances that you've created, the cushion that you have available to you. Might believe you have to compromise your peace or your abundance or your freedom of time or whatever it may be. You might think that you have to add more complexity in, and that doesn't speak to you. But what if I told you that there was a way to scale your business that you didn't have to pay all of those prices that you think you're going to have to pay in order to do? Because that is the truth. There is another way. Only most entrepreneurs don't know it or can't see it because they believe that what got them to their current level of success is just doing more of that to reach the next level of success. But that is absolutely not true and not necessary. In fact, those that have embarked on that journey of scaling, one of two things happen. Either they start on that journey of getting beyond their multiple five-figure months and realize that it's too exhausting and they just want to go back to where they were at the cozy, comfortable, free-flowing place. So they decide to just go back in time, back to where it felt the best and release any ideas or dreams that they have of scaling or growing. Essentially, they decide that settling and being where they were is more appealing than paying the price of giving it up, or they choose to continue to increase the hustle and the grind, reach those incredible goals and results, and then feel completely exhausted, burnt out of alignment, and start to really resent their business. There is another way. There's a way that doesn't leave you either settling or out of complete alignment with your life and your business and out of balance with the other areas of your life. There's a way for you to scale beyond six figures and multiple six figures that doesn't require those compromises. And that way is to start thinking about doing things differently than what got you to the level of success you already have. And there is an unseen force of energy and consciousness that allows you to scale your business with ease, simplicity, flow, floating, the energy pulling you instead of you pushing it, keeping you in balance, and also impacting more lives while making more money. Now, this is not something that most entrepreneurs are aware of. In fact, most entrepreneurs have built their seven-figure empires on the back of not enough. They've been wanting to prove to themselves they can do it. It's like a bottomless pit. When I reach this goal, then I'll feel like I finally made it. When I reach this goal, and they keep pushing and pushing. And again, usually feeling depressed, anxious, stressed, full of pressure, out of balance, costing them their relationships, costing them their health, costing them a lot just to get to the place that the target keeps moving every time they reach it. Or again, the other scenario, the entrepreneurs that secretly have the desire to be running a seven-figure business, to be making millions and impacting millions, but are so terrified about what they have to give up to do it, decide to put their dream on a shelf and never actually go for it. Neither one feels great. The first one leads to burnout and compromising many areas of life. The second one leads to always wondering if there is more, and ultimately going to the grave knowing that they were not all used up, that they didn't fully use their gifts and their talents and everything that they could to fully leave their mark and create the impact that they are here to make, to leave the legacy, to transform even more lives. Now, both directions, both choices are very noble, but there is a middle path. I think this is something like in Buddhism or Hinduism or a certain philosophy, the middle way. And the middle way is to not settle and also to not hustle yourself to the bone that it causes stress and wreaks havoc on your life in other ways. The middle way is leveraging something that likely you haven't leveraged already fully in your business to reach the level of success that you have up to this point. Because the reality is to generate your first six figures, it requires a good amount of hustle. There's a huge learning curve. So it's going to feel like a hustle. Most of us that started that journey We didn't have the experience in marketing and selling and messaging and creating offers. And so it was a huge learning curve. And so it took a lot of investment of time and energy and push and force and really remolding our identity to be the entrepreneur that we were seeing ourselves become. But now at this stage of your business, you understand all the ins and outs of marketing, selling, messaging, creating offers. Your wealth consciousness is at a level that you're able to sell packages for thousands of dollars, sometimes even multiple five figures. So then how does somebody in your state scale their business without the belief that it's going to require hard work or give up on the dream altogether? Because at least life is comfortable and good. You've overcome so many obstacles and roadblocks already to master being an entrepreneur that you decide to just stay put and not risk anything. The other way is recognizing that there is energy and consciousness that allows us to move at the speed of light. The higher our level of consciousness, the more focused we are, the more decisive we are, the clearer the vision is, the more trust we have, the deeper we surrender into the flow of the entire universe. We actually call in infinite reinforcements from the unseen realm. No longer are we running our businesses alone. In fact, you have a business mentor and advisor available to you at all times, and it is discovered through your intuition. You can ask your business any question and receive an answer when you are tapped into the highest levels of consciousness. In fact, you rarely even have to seek out outside mentorship, or when you do, it's a very clear, specialized base of knowledge that you are missing, that you are intuitively called to learn and discover and grow and expand into, that then that's who you're investing in and what you're investing in. However, we have to develop these higher faculties, these higher levels of consciousness that lead us to be able to tap into that deep intuitive knowing, the trust and the surrender that unlocks flow and synchronicity in our business. Just imagine that the perfect opportunities start to just come out of nowhere. You receive invitations and you don't even know how people found you. You just kept showing up fully in your beingness, in these high levels of consciousness and energy. And it seems as though everything starts to unfold. Now, the other hallmarks of high levels of consciousness in the business is creativity. You get in flashes these creative ideas, things that have never been created before. They are your innovative solutions for the marketplace. And they are extremely attractive because they don't feel like the same old offers that are showing up. And they're very magnetic to your ideal clients. All of these things are what allow you to scale your business beyond multiple six figures into seven figures without having to either put your dreams on a shelf or hustle your way to get there. So how do we access these higher levels of consciousness? There's actually a very clear pathway to do. And that's exactly what I love to help my clients with, is that when we start to really recognize and identify the subconscious, unconscious blocks that we are not aware of that are holding us back, and we bring them up to the surface, we literally mine these shadows from the subconscious where all of the gold is hiding, the gold of the highest levels of your consciousness, and we bring them forward and actually transcend them through awareness, acceptance, and then action. There's very clear, simple, easy practices that expand consciousness that can be deployed every single day. In my book, Metaconscious Entrepreneur, I talk about the powers that unlock more consciousness. When we show up, for example, in the power of giving and service, when we shift all of our frequency and intention to being of service, to being a blessing, to truly supporting and helping and facilitating change and transformation through just somebody interacting with our content. That is one of the high conscious principles and powers that start to unlock more support from the unseen realm and thereby not having to hustle harder to scale your business. Another one of the powers that I talk about in Metaconscious Entrepreneur, my book, is the power of expression. And this is literally what is the truest truth that wants to come through you, that wants to be expressed through you in this moment. That particular power is so incredible because, again, it's allowing you to tap into your intuition and tap into a higher place where there's this orchestration happening that you can't see. And when your truest truth drops in and you act on and express through the power of expression that truth, this is when you start to hear from people saying, oh my goodness, I was just thinking about that. I was just wondering about that. And you delivered this and now I have the answer. You become the blessing to people, not even because you were trying to guess what they were thinking they wanted to hear or trying to guess what would be of service to them, but just by following your intuition and the expression of the truth that wants to come through you, it just so happens to automatically take care of all that. And when that happens and people experience a transformation just from interacting with free content or just from being able to be in your presence or be with you, can you imagine the possibility that they would see to step into a more intimate partnership and relationship with you? Can you imagine the value they would see on that if they're experiencing that and they haven't even invested anything yet? So these are just a couple of examples of living and being and operating your business, scaling your business from energy instead of effort. Now, it doesn't mean that we're just sitting back and waiting for the universe to drop everything into our lap. We are in action, but at the highest levels of consciousness, we are also tapped into this place of detached involvement. What that means is we are fully immersed in our activity of our business. We are showing up. We are marketing. We are selling. We are making offers, and we are completely detached from the outcome because there's such a deep level of trust and knowing of what is being co-created that there's no need to create doubt, fear, insecurity, attachment, judgment to any of it. When we are relying on energy over effort, we find and discover the shortest path to manifesting the desire that's on our heart. But when we are relying primarily effort, all we have to rely on is all the past paths that have already been treaded and all the learning and efforting that is required to walk that path. And it's the long way. So there is a shortcut available to us when it comes to scaling our businesses. And there's the long path. And the long path is very logical and coming mostly from the mind and coming mostly from the programming that has kept us at the level that we're currently at. And then therefore very challenging to break through that level because we have to use just the power of the mind as opposed to all of the other faculties that are available to us, holographic thinking about using and seeing the world through our heart and our intuition and our mind all at the same time, aligning body and soul at the same time, aligning mind and soul at the same time. That's where we recognize that you've had the power all along, that you've got the power of the entire cosmos alive inside your system. And we block all that out when we forget or think we have to do it alone or we have to do it in a certain way. So in order to really scale your business in a way that feels like you're floating, in a way that feels like the energy is pulling you forward instead of you pushing it, in a way that feels like you're divinely guided every single step of the way, in a way that feels fun and joyful and ecstatic and full of bliss, in a way that is trusting, we must learn to work with energy and consciousness. This is the new paradigm. This is the new way business is being done. And if we don't start to understand, start to leverage, start to harness the power of energy and consciousness, we will very quickly become obsolete. Because listen, what a beautiful thing. Humanity has evolved. Our consciousness has evolved. And you as an entrepreneur who is heart-centered and purpose-driven and here to make an impact, you get to be a pioneer in this new consciousness for business. Those who step into the leading edge of leveraging consciousness and energy and the new way of operating business are going to fly and continue to exasperate the evolution that's already been happening. And those who are attached or still following or connected to doing business in the old way, that is all about what's in it for me, myself, and I, which I know is not you because you would not be listening to this, but most of the people that you're following or attempting to learn how to scale your business from are coming from that framework. And thereby there's already misalignment. You've probably already had this happen where you've invested in masterminds or mentors only to get into it and be told to do things that feel completely out of alignment and then realizing it wasn't really worth it in the end anyway. And this is where new role models, new mentors, new coaches who are able to see and support the expansion of consciousness and energy and bringing it forth in every single action and activity in your business is the way that ultimately will break down and make the old ways of business obsolete. It's happening regardless. You feel it and you know it. The challenge is there aren't many mentors teaching yet in this way. This is the leading edge. So if you choose to step back and focus on energy and consciousness to scale your business first, I can assure you, you will feel like you are slowing down, but you are speeding up by light years. Now, the other piece I just want to share here is that most of the time when I'm working with my clients on scaling their businesses, the first thing that I invite them to do is to start to work on that detachment, because the programming for making things happen and having the successful results as a result of it is so ingrained that we have to flip the entire thing on its head. So sometimes the first thing I tell clients to do when I can feel that pattern is so ingrained and that it's going to carry forth and ultimately lead to burnout in the scaling of their company is to not do anything except for things that they're intuitively guided to do. I'm sharing this with you for you to be able to play within your own business. If you were to stretch and say, for 2 weeks, I am not going to do anything unless it feels expansive, fun, or I'm guided to do so, and just commit to that, I am telling you, you will be slowing down to speed up exponentially. Because the retraining that we're working on here that's directly tied to your consciousness is detachment. And so the more that we can get into our being and our beingness and the knowing of who we are and the connectedness to our intuition and our higher self, where the ultimate guidance is coming from, then and only then can we transition into now we get out there and we take action. When we take this space to connect to the being and the detachment and the trust and the knowing and the spaciousness and the stillness and the quietness, that when we master that aspect of it and then step back into action, now we're stepping into action from a detached place. And that is the pathway that leads to the scaling without the prices that I talked about earlier in this message. Most people are paying or aren't willing to pay and thereby settling.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.